This is the reading for October 8th. Lamentations chapter 5. Remember, Lord, what happened to us. Look and see our disgrace. Our land has been turned over to strangers. Our houses have been given to foreigners. We are like orphans with no father. Our mothers are like widows. We have to buy the water we drink. We must pay for the firewood. Those who chase after us want to catch us by the neck. We are tired and find no rest. We made an agreement with Egypt and with Assyria to get enough food. Our ancestors sinned against you, but they are gone. Now we suffer because of their sins. Slaves have become our rulers, and no one can save us from them. We risk our lives to get our food. We face death in the desert. Our skin is hot like an oven. We burn with starvation. The enemy abused the women of Jerusalem and the girls in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung by the hands. They did not respect our older leaders. The young men ground grain at the meal, and boys stumbled under loads of wood. The older leaders no longer sit at the city gates. The young men no longer sing. We have no more joy in our hearts. Our dancing has turned to sadness. The crown has fallen from our head. How terrible it is because we sinned. Because of this, we are afraid, and now our eyes are dim. Mount Zion is empty, and wild dogs wander around it. But you rule forever, Lord. You will be king from now on. Why have you forgotten us for so long? Have you left us forever? Bring us back to you, Lord, and we will return. Make our days as they were before. Or have you completely rejected us? Are you so angry with us?
Chapter 15.
So those of us who have a strong faith must be patient with the weaknesses of those whose faith is not so strong. We must not think only of ourselves. We should all be concerned about our neighbor and the good things that will build his faith. Christ did not think only of himself. Rather, as Scripture says, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Everything written long ago was written to teach us so that we would have confidence through the endurance and encouragement which the Scripture gives us. May God, who gives you this endurance and encouragement, allow you to live in harmony with each other by following the example of Christ Jesus. Then, having the same goal, you will praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other in the same way that Christ accepted you. He did this to bring glory to God. Let me explain. Christ became a servant for the Jewish people to reveal God's truth. As a result, he fulfilled God's promise to the ancestors of the Jewish people. People who are not Jewish praise God for his mercy as well. This is what the Scriptures say. That is why I will give thanks to you among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. And Scripture says again, you nations, be happy together with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the world. Again, Isaiah says, there will be a root from Jesse. He will rise to rule the nations, and he will give the nations hope. May God, the source of hope, fill you with joy and peace through your faith in him. Then you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm convinced, brothers and sisters, that you too are filled with goodness. I'm also convinced that you have all the knowledge you need and that you are able to instruct each other. However, I've written you a letter, parts of which are rather bold as a reminder to you. I'm doing this because God gave me the gift to be a servant of Christ Jesus to people who are not Jewish. I serve as a priest by spreading the good news of God. I do this in order that I might bring the nations to God as an acceptable offering, made holy by the Holy Spirit. So Christ Jesus gives me the right to brag about what I'm doing for God. I'm bold enough to tell you only what Christ has done through me to bring people who are not Jewish to obedience, by what I have said and done, by the power of miraculous and amazing signs, and by the power of God's Spirit. I have finished spreading the good news about Christ from Jerusalem to Illyricum. My goal was to spread the good news where the name of Christ was not known. I didn't want to build on a foundation which others had laid. As Scripture says, those who were never told about him will see, and those who never heard will understand. This is what has so often kept me from visiting you. But now I have no new opportunities for work in this region. For many years, I've wanted to visit you. Now I am on my way to Spain, so I hope to see you when I come your way. After I've enjoyed your company for a while, I hope that you will support my trip to Spain. Right now I'm going to Jerusalem to bring help to the Christians there. Because the believers in Macedonia and Greece owe a debt to the Christians in Jerusalem, they have decided to take up a collection for the poor among the Christians in Jerusalem. These Macedonians and Greeks have shared the spiritual wealth of the Christians in Jerusalem, so they are obligated to use their earthly wealth to help them. When the collection is completed, and I've officially turned the money over to the Christians in Jerusalem, I will visit you on my way to Spain. I know that when I come to you, I will bring the full blessing of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you through our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love that the Spirit creates to join me in my struggle. Pray to God for me, that I will be rescued from those people in Judea who refuse to believe. Pray that God's people in Jerusalem will accept the help I bring. Also pray that by the will of God I may come to you with joy and be refreshed when I am with you. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen.